Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's another excerpt from Lorraine's book. In the presence of darkness, light shines brighter still. Do you hear that? In the presence of darkness, light shines brighter still. Believers in the Middle East who are surrounded by the cruelty of ISIS need to be comforted and strengthened by the powerful presence of God that dwells in them. Pray that the presence of the Holy Spirit will fill them with courage, that the promise of His presence will result in greater awareness of His Spirit at all times, releasing hope in their hearts as their faith continues to expand and grow. And then Lorraine gives an offer of just of how to pray that and release the presence of God. There are sample prayers. There are stories that will build your faith. But this really is an equipping, I feel like, handbook, Lorraine, to get us to have pray strategically and specifically that we would pray, God, may our brothers and sisters sense your presence and be filled with strength. What's the ripple effect? And this may seem like an obvious question, but I just still want you to answer it. The ripple effect if we do pray and the ripple effect if we don't.
Wow. Well, the ripple effect, first of all, is that we're aligning our hearts with God. You know, Susie, I think about this the situation where Isaiah was in a vision. He saw God seated on the throne, and he was privy to the conversation in heaven. And he hears the Lord say, "Who will go for us? Who can we send? Who will go for us?" And Isaiah hears that, and he says, "Here am I, send me." So the first thing about this ripple effect is it changes our hearts first. It aligns our hearts with God. And he's looking for those hearts that will say, yes, yes, I will go. Yes, I will pray. Yes, you know, that if you're dealing with fear, I'd say the first thing you need to know is that God is touching your heart to pray, because fear doesn't come from Him. And this is why we need to align ourselves with His purposes and let that ripple effect start with us, as we know our prayers then will reach the intended targets as we come into agreement with the Lord.
I don't want you to miss that, what Lorraine just said. If you're feeling fear, God is touching your heart to pray. Why? Because the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So imagine, instead of cowering in the fear, I'm talking to myself here too, turning around and facing it and saying, God, this is not from you, putting it under your feet and walking in a greater level of power, love, and sound mind. How powerful is that? Okay, how about this one? Pray to release the armies of God. Talk about the armies of God and what they accomplish and how we pray into that.
Yes, the armies of God is based on the covenant name of God, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And it's interesting that the Hebrew word for Sabaoth is referencing an army. And so it goes beyond just the armies of heaven, the angelic host. But I believe that the church is also part of that army of God. It also references the Lord of hosts, references the Lord of all creation. It's such a powerful, powerful name. And so when we are inviting the release of the armies of God, we're actually inviting His military strategy to be unveiled, His power to be unleashed, and His rulership over the universe to be demonstrated.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.